Tonight, New York University is holding a memorial service for biologist Stephen Jay Gould, who taught there and at Harvard. Gould died last week at the age of 60. He's being remembered for his controversial evolutionary theories, his popular essays on science, and his passion for baseball. But over the last 3 years of his life, he developed another, less well-known passion, the work and ideas of modern artist Marcel Duchamp. From New York, NPR's Rick Carr reports.
Stephen Jay Gould liked to remind people that winning acceptance for revolutionary theories in science is hard work. In a 1996 online interview, he said arriving at the theories themselves wasn't nearly as difficult as convincing people those theories had merit.
Freud once said, I think very wisely, that all great scientific revolutions, the really big ones, have two quite separate parts. First, the physical reconstruction of the universe. And secondly, getting human beings to accept the implications of that for the dethroning of human arrogance.
Starting in 1999, Gould and his wife, artist Rhonda Roland Shearer, launched a similar revolution in the history of modern art. In the huge front room of their Soho Loft apartment, the couple established Art Science Research Laboratory. Graduate students and art historians use computers and scientific method to try to prove that Marcel Duchamp's art is more profound, even more scientific, than anyone had previously thought. Shearer says artists have always been influenced by advances in mathematics and science.
For example, in the Renaissance, you had perspective leading the way for a major change in art. And then at the birth of modernism, the modernists themselves were thinking about the new geometries of their time, curved space or the fourth dimension, whether it's Picasso or Braque or Duchamp. This was widely discussed in popular culture as well as in their artistic circles and as well as in the cafes.
Shearer says there are a few scientific ideas at play in Duchamp's art. First, he may have been riffing on the work of the early quantum physicists. For example, Werner Heisenberg, who discovered that the act of observing an event actually changes the event. Second, she says, Duchamp is playing with time. He left clues to his pranks in plain sight, almost as though he wanted some future researcher to discover them and reawaken interest in his work. Shearer says her late husband found this immensely intriguing.
This is like catnip. I always had said to him, you're really going to love Duchamp when you get a look at what he's doing. And so it was really an adventure, a shared adventure, in that there would be specific projects. We would have a particular artwork and he would stare at them and I would stare at them. Often it was like competitions. You know, we would be trying to decode the puzzle.
The couple launched an online journal of Duchamp's studies. They wrote papers for scientific magazines on the artist's work. Gould developed a taxonomy of the French artist's numerous puns, and the couple organized a Harvard seminar connecting Duchamp and the French mathematician Henri Poincaré. Shearer says her late husband loved the work at Art Science Research Laboratory, in part because it wasn't too different from what he did professionally. He pored over fossils and snail shells, looking for clues that would illuminate the way evolution worked. At the lab, they pored over prints, photos, and sculptures, looking for clues that would illuminate the way Duchamp worked.
You have to organize your set of facts, and you realize there's always spaces in between the facts. You can never have a complete set. And it's a question of using induction and deduction and empirics.
Stephen Jay Gould's friends and colleagues say he may have found another aspect of the work on Duchamp attractive. It was controversial. It appealed to his contrarian streak. For example, Shearer says, consider what may be Duchamp's best-known works. He called them tout-fait, or ready-made.
A ready-made object is just a simple, humble, store-bought object that's not transformed in any way, and it's placed in a museum, and you can declare it art.
That's exactly what Duchamp did in 1917 when he produced one of the seminal works of early modern art and an icon of the movement known as Dada, a simple urinal signed R. Mutt and titled Fountain. As Shearer sits in the lab near a collection of a dozen or so antique urinals, she says nothing that she or Gould or any art historian has found matches Duchamp's. That's true of all of the ready-mades, a bottle rack, a hat stand, a comb, a snow shovel. The artist claimed to have lost most of the originals and offered photographs as documentation. But based on exhaustive research and computer models developed from the photos, Shearer says the pieces were actually intricate illusions, photo montages of improbable objects that couldn't possibly work. The bottle rack wouldn't hold bottles, the snow shovel would break, the hat stand couldn't hold hats.
Art historians had known for a while that as much as they looked through the historical record, combing antique collections, catalogs, and so forth, no one identical object was ever found that matched what Duchamp presented as ready-made. Now, that's a fundamental contradiction.
Stephen Jay Gould couldn't resist the challenge of, in essence, beating the art historians at their own game. Thomas Gierst is an art historian and research manager at Gould & Shearer's Art Science Research Laboratory.
He took pleasure in, you know, coming up with, together with his wife, with these theories regarding Duchamp's work that go against anything that art historians wrote so far on Duchamp. He must have taken pleasure in that, of course.
Rhonda Roland Shearer says her late husband had another motive.
There's this deep cultural belief that if you're a scientist, you have certain characteristics that are rational, and you have artists that are considered more emotional. You know, it's a deep dichotomy. And this is something that anybody who read my late husband's books knows that this was a favorite subject for him.
Shearer says Stephen Jay Gould wanted to tear down that dichotomy, to show the aesthetic side of science and the rational side of art, and to tear down the institutional walls that separate academics from the lay public. As workers packed the late scientist's belongings into boxes, his widow said work at the lab goes on. Its current project is a bit of a departure, an open online university that will make the work of scholars who share Stephen Jay Gould's passion for teaching available to anyone, anywhere in the world who wants to learn. Rick Carr, NPR News, New York.